Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1 with Justin McCarthy. Is France about to elect its first far-right government since the end of the Second World War? That's a question which will be answered today as French voters go to the polls for a second round of voting for the National Assembly. The vote was triggered by the French President Emmanuel Macron, who dissolved Parliament and called a snap election when his party was defeated by the far-right in recent European Parliament elections. In the first round of elections last weekend, the far-right National Rally emerged victorious with more than 29% of the vote. But polls suggest a less clear-cut result from the second round of voting today. Here's what voters said in Paris this morning as they cast their ballots.
You know, it's a really important day for all of us. And regarding the different outcome of the election, it may be yes, really impactful for all the people in France.
People have spoken about people being divided, but this election causing more of that. Do you see that among communities here?
Yes, of course. We all hear some things about racism and all the different reactions after the first part of the election. The second one may increase this feeling about all of us.
You live here, you're a French-American citizen. Can you understand why people might be supporting the far right, why it has had such a success?
I think these divides, we're experiencing them all over the world, and I think even in the US, there's similar types of forces at play. And I think in France, the cost of living, the fact that people don't feel understood by politicians that work in Paris primarily, they don't feel that their concerns in the rural areas in France are taken into account.
Some voters there speaking with our reporter Karen Creed in Paris, and Karen joins us now. Karen, what is at stake in these elections?
Well, Justin, you heard there the unease around that possible shift in power. And this really is quite an extraordinary election because it's being fought by the extremes to a certain extent, with both that far right and a hard left vying for more support. Now, as you said, political deadlock is being projected as the most likely outcome at this stage. But nevertheless, there's a lot of focus on the rise of the far right and the National Rally. That's Marine Le Pen's party, which was on the fringes of political circles a decade ago and now possibly will become the biggest party in Parliament. There's lots of commentary here around how it has gained such success despite its origins linked to fascism. And the view here really is that it has managed to broaden that appeal, toning down the party's image, as we heard there in one of the Vox Pops, tapping into people's concerns around cost of living and giving assurances to people, because many are frustrated here by what they say is the status quo of Emmanuel Macron's government. Also a lot of anger over decisions like last year when he raised the retirement age. Now, there's understood to be a strong support across rural communities and other regions for the far right, but there is a distinct anti-far right sentiment here in Paris, and some people I spoke to described immense fear around the ideologies and policies. And let's remember, 10% of the population here in France are immigrants. Also, from Europe's perspective, the dangers are quite stark if an anti-immigrant and Euro sceptic party has more control, and a lot has been talked about in that sense. For Emmanuel Macron, the ruling coalition, he's had to put its criticism of the left to the side largely this week in order to focus on the fight against the far right. But he has also highlighted the issues of a left alliance, which he has said a lot of spending could cause serious implications for the French economy, also warning of possible bankruptcy if they were allowed to be in power.
What are the latest opinion polls saying then?
Well, it's expected that the ruling coalition that's led by President Emmanuel Macron is likely to lose that majority in the National Assembly. It's currently lagging in third place after the Left Alliance. And while Marine Le Pen's party, the National Rally, could be the biggest bloc in Parliament, it's now projected that it will fall short of an outright majority. After that first round victory last Sunday that we saw, hundreds of rival candidates dropped out to give others a better chance of defeating the far right. And that has been the focus. So parties trying to block block that national rally victory. They range from the hard left, communists, Greens, the Macron centrists and Conservatives. And it remains to be seen if that will dramatically change the balance of this election later. The final opinion polls on Friday suggest that the national rally could get up to 210 seats, but 289 are needed for that absolute majority.
All right, Karen, thank you very much indeed. That's Karen Creed, our reporter, joining us from Paris. Let's get some analysis now and speak with Dr. Elodie Fabre, who lectures in politics and international studies at Queen's University Belfast and is in our Belfast studio. Dr. Fabre, thank you for being with us today. It was a gamble for Emmanuel Macron to call these snap elections, done to try to hold off the threat from Marine Le Pen's national rally. It doesn't look like it's a gamble which is likely to work, does it?
No, thank you very much for having me. No, it's quite unlikely to work for him. He had probably hoped that the left would not have time to regroup and form that broad alliance that, as was said earlier, goes from centre-left parties to the radical left. Those parties had come into the European Parliament election divided, and by calling an election very quickly with a very short election campaign, he'd hoped they would not have time to make a coalition together, and therefore the election would have turned into his party versus the national rally with the left at the margin. Faced with the risk of a far-right government, the left regrouped,
yes,
and that marginalised the centre.
Yes, we've seen that effort by the parties on the left and in the centre, including President Macron's party, to try to block the advance of the far right by tactically withdrawing some candidates in tighter contests. Is that going to be effective?
It looked like it could well be. The opinion polls that were mentioned just earlier suggest that what we call a Republican front, that is the candidate that came third in each constituency is not a national rally candidate, withdraws so that there's just one national rally versus one non-national rally candidate. This Republican front seems to be working because last Sunday, after the first round, projections in terms of seats for the national rally were higher than they are now. And that's partly the result of that Republican front.
Of candidates withdrawing. So
yes.
So there are, I suppose, three possible scenarios for France by the end of today. A far-right government being one, a centre-left alliance being another, and a hung parliament being a third. Which of those is the most likely scenario to emerge?
It's always difficult to predict, but I would say in the short term, a hung parliament is the most likely outcome. Recent projections seem to show national rally having the largest number of seats, but quite short of a majority. And they have said they would only form a government if they had an absolute majority. Then the second largest grouping is likely to be on the left, and behind that, the centre, maybe not with a big margin. And that would make it quite difficult to form some sort of coalition.
And none of those possible outcomes are particularly good for President Macron, are they? He's faced huge criticism during the campaign. Indeed, he's been absent from quite a lot of it, possibly by design, with a lot of candidates not wanting him near them. What might today bring for him and for his future?
Today's going to be a difficult day for him because and French presidents have a two-term limit. So he can't be re-elected after 2027. So he looks like he's likely to be a bit of a sort of lame duck, to use an Americanism, president who is in office but not really in power. He will still retain some foreign policy influence and some representation on the international stage, but his policy internally influence is likely to be limited.
Dr. Elodie Fabre, who lectures in politics and international studies at Queen's University Belfast, thank you very much indeed for speaking with us from our Belfast studio.